Welcome back to another episode of Side Hustle Central. And today, in lieu of summertime nearing, I wanted to give you a complete guide on how to make thousands of dollars this summer instead of having to get a summer job. Now, if you've listened to Side Hustle Central before, basically, I go on here and I am essentially updating you with my life and with the changes that I have going on regarding my side hustles and my side businesses that I start. Now, I'm not a master of every one of them, but I try to be as good at them as I can and make the most money at them as I can. In the past, what I did before was eBay sales. I was huge into eBay sales, not as big as some people, and I only did it for a little over a year. So essentially, I have sold, I think, around 150 items on my eBay store, and that has generated me in revenue about $7,000, $8,000, something like that, in the totality of me doing it. I have sold some other items on Facebook, but mainly it's been on eBay, and it's been me going to a store, finding some items, something that's super cheap, and then I can resell for at least double the amount, and reselling that and making a little money on the side. It's kind of, I guess, funded my hobbies. So if I ever have any hobbies, that's what it pays for. So like my main job pays for all my bills and living expenses and for my wife and child. And then whatever I make through eBay funds my golf, and it has funded like me buying extra shoes and clothes. I went on a kick for a while. I bought 5 pairs of the same Noble tennis shoes, which ended up being, they ended up being the same exact pair, all different colors. And then I kept 3 of them and I resold. I actually just sold another pair, made my money back on them because they didn't fit. And I gave one to a guy I knew because they also didn't quite fit, but I bought them specifically for him. So, basically we're here to tell you how to make a little extra money and how to like replace your job with a side hustle. So the hope is that you can start into a side hustle, something you're passionate about, something you enjoy doing, almost like a hobby. Like some people go to the skate park and they skate for a hobby, and they, some people are like baristas and it's like, it's a hobby to them. Oh, I want to make videos about doing coffee. So we're trying to bring to you education and value into how you can turn those things into your full-time gig. Or if you want to just keep doing it on the side and have your normal income, then we want to teach you how to do that the most efficiently and in the best way possible. So today, this is focused mainly on, I would say, college kids and high school kids especially. High school kids, because it's not going to make you, like for example, if you get a summer job as a college kid, you might make $5,000-$10,000. Just because of the experience you have, and you might be able to get a better job. But this would probably make you, I'd say if you hit it really hard and you were selling like crazy, it could make you between $2,000 to $5,000 this summer as far as profit goes. And that is if you are hitting it hard and also have a little money to invest in the beginning. I would say a minimum needed to invest would be at least $100, ideally between $200 to $400. And that's if you really want to hit it hard and you don't want to waste any time. But it's springtime now, so you have a little time before summer starts. This could be a great side hustle for you if you want to make some extra money, or if you just don't want to get a job and you want to do this as your full-time job for the summer and not have to get a job, and you can make your own schedule, do your own thing, not have to report 9 to 5 to work. That's what this is for. And I am talking specifically about eBay sales today. This is the full guide on how to set up and sell eBay items to make a profit on it and not have to work a 9 to 5 job over the summertime. I will also be making another video detailing exactly how I sell items And this would be a detailed video. I'll share my screen with you, my computer screen, of uploading photos. And remember, I do most of this on my phone, but I'll do it on my desktop just to show you exactly how to do it. So it's a little bit better. I'll show you what photos I take and how I do it, and I'll give you the whole example of how to do this. But right now, this is going to be the outline of exactly how you are going to sell eBay items. So step one, you need to sign up for an eBay account and an eBay store. Now, if you're under 18, possibly 19, I can't remember which one it is, you have to have somebody else sign that up for you. So I would recommend having an older brother or sister if you have someone, or even an older friend if they're able to sign up in their name, and if they're willing to do that. I think you have to put in some personal information. And you could have like your mom or dad do it too. I know a few people who they had their mom sign them up, and it's under the mom's name and it's under the mom's bank account information, but they get the money and they do all the business. So you have to sign up for an eBay account, which is super easy. Just go to ebay.com, click sign in or sign up. You click sell, and then you set up your seller's account, which is putting in your banking information, making your eBay store, which is much easier than you think. You just put a picture in there. I did one for mine. It's just a logo. My eBay store is called JS Holding, if you are interested in looking at it and the items I have for sale. I'm kind of on the back end, so everything's like super cheap, just trying to get rid of stuff. And, but my logo there, JS Holding, is just JS period. And it's just something I made on Canva for free, uploaded that really quickly, super easy. So you sign up for your eBay store, and then the next step is, once you put in your banking information and everything, this is given that you have access to a phone and a camera. You need to have a camera for this. The next step is finding items. To find these items, it's not as hard as you think. Some people actually go on eBay or Facebook and they find items to resell. I have done some on Facebook where I'll just be cruising through Facebook and like say, wow, that's a super discounted item. I could totally sell that for double the money or make 20 bucks on it or whatever. So I buy it on Facebook, someone just trying to get rid of it, not trying to make money on it. It's just like, let's just say you have a pair of shoes that didn't fit them or they're old and they're just like, I just want to get rid of them. I don't care if you pay me a lot. I don't care if you pay me the value, just get rid of them. And always offer under asking price. Do that on eBay and Facebook. Whatever they're asking, that's just what they'd ideally want to get. Send them an offer or ask them how low they'd be able to go, and then just negotiate with them a little bit. And that's what I do with everything I buy on eBay, is I only hunt for the items that have where it says under it, or best offer, so you can send offers in. Or if there's an item I really want, I'll actually message that seller and ask if they'll take a lower amount, because I've gotten plenty of things like half price. For example, some of the shoes that I bought, I actually got them. They were like listed for like $90 or something. The seller sent me an offer, and the offers weren't allowed on there. They didn't have that one. I just like these shoes. They're actually the ones I'm wearing, purple ones. The seller, they were listed at like 90. It was like $85 or $90. The seller sent me an offer for like 60. I was able to counteroffer that, since he sent me one, counteroffer that at like 40, which is less than half price of what he listed them originally. He declined the offer, so I knew, okay, he didn't want that. It's not high enough for him. So I messaged him and said, hey, listen, I really like these shoes. I'd want them. I'd buy them today if you could make the price around $40. I don't want to pay more than that. He said, well, how about if you do $50? I said, I'll buy them today if you put them at 45. So I bought them for 45 bucks. It was 50% of what he listed them for. Got them for super cheap. That's why I have them. They were basically brand new when I bought them, and they're like $130 shoes. Got them for $45. Magic of eBay. So when you're setting up your eBay store, you need to find items to list on your eBay store. What I would do is I would recommend going to number one, where I've made the most money, is if you have a bin store, like a return bin store or an Amazon bin store. Goodwill does bins sometimes. I've never been to one, But if you have a bin store where they like get these returns in and they get them in pallets, they're all over, especially Nebraska. I see them all over the place in like the most random spots. But if you find these items, you find these stores and it's this return bin store, everything is this price or everything is $8 this day. The one that I go to is called Wholesale Logistics in Lincoln, Nebraska. And everything is $8 on Friday and Saturday. It's just how it is. It's how it goes. So it's completely dependent on that. So I would recommend going to a bin store because you can get items that are like basically brand new and you can get them for much cheaper. It's way better that way. Once you do that, I would also go to Goodwill. Goodwill is another one that you can actually, like there's five of them in Lincoln, I think, and you can just skip those every other day. Because if you wait, if you go the very next day, it's the same items. If you go 2 days from then, there's some new stuff there. I've like been to one, there was nothing. I went 2 days later and it was like, oh, there's like four pairs of shoes that are great. And I ended up making some money on them. And so like, I'll go to a Goodwill later on today. And I went to one 2 days ago. It was the same one, but we'll see if there's anything new there. So I would recommend Amazon or whatever return bin stores. Those typically have the best items because they're like brand new, basically. I got a pair of earbuds there that were $150. I got shoes that were brand new that I resold for like $90. And everything was $8. If not that, go to Goodwill. And you can find really good stuff there. I've actually found one item I found there was, it was a brand new like Air Force leather jacket, tag still on it. I looked it up. I was like, oh, this is an interesting jacket. It retails at like $250. I ended up selling it for about $150 on eBay. I made so much money because the jacket itself was like $12. So, you know, do your math. I made like $120-$130 on it. Awesome sale. That was like a one-off, and you don't always find that at Goodwill because people are basically predators there and they're looking for that stuff to resell. So it kind of depends on what you can find. But I found items like that at Goodwill. I mean, I found a backpack one time that was, I think, also $12, and I resold it for $90. Just stuff like that where you can make this money, and they sell within a week typically. The third and final place I would recommend going is it would be going to garage sales. Garage sale shopping is something I never really did, but you can kind of haggle on prices and ask people to come down on prices. And it really is dependent on the season. So you kind of have to go in the springtime or in the fall. So if you are going to go to garage sales, make sure you do it quickly because those are about to happen. I'll probably have one trying to get rid of all my items too. Overall, if you're looking to start in this today, just know there is something in your house you can sell. That was the biggest advice I got in the beginning. Is there's something in your house you can sell. It's like the number one place you can go. You can look around your house. You can see a pair of shoes that you don't wear anymore that are still in great condition. You can see some pots and pans that you never use, but they're good pots and pans. You can see some electronics. I mean, I sold some old phones that I had. Stuff like that that is just sitting around your house. It's worth something to somebody, just not to you. And you can find those for free if it's your parents, obviously ask them before you sell anything, but you can find that stuff around your house and put it on eBay and start making some money. eBay items don't always sell super fast, but I've had some sell within like 3 hours of me listing them, typically computer parts because people love that stuff. But you could sell items super quickly, get enough money in a week to be able to go out and buy more. And then resell and keep building and building and building and buying more items and reselling more. But not everything's going to be a home run and not everything will sell right away. But you can find stuff at your home to resell right now. List it online, list it on eBay, list it on Facebook, and make some money today. So First thing you need to do, look around your house, see if there's anything to resell. Then try bin stores if there's any in your area. Go to Goodwill if you have them, which I'm sure you do in your area. And then go garage sale shopping. So once you have these items listed, you need to keep reinvesting into your products. I typically don't take the profit from it unless I have kind of a base built up enough. So when I started doing this, I didn't take any profit from it until I had about $200 in my account that I could go buy more items with. And then once I always had that like 200 in there, then I started taking whatever was on the top. So for example, I was selling items that were around my house. I went to Goodwill. My first item I sold was a pair of golf shoes that were awesome. And I found them at Goodwill for 10 bucks, sold them for like 65. I made like after the cost of the item or whatever, I ended up making 40 bucks on it or something like that. And so I had the $40 plus the $10 that the item cost. I always kept that $10 because that's the cost. And then I would keep whatever was left on that. And so I ended up having 50 bucks and I had some other items sell. And then it was like, I kept doing that. And I would resell. And then I went back to Goodwill and I bought more items. And so I was constantly just buying and buying and buying until I had like 20 items listed and I was getting consistent sales. And then once I started getting those consistent sales with the money I was buying, I kind of just kept that $200 in my account. And then everything on top of that, I would take home as profit. If you do this full time and you're constantly buying and selling and buying and selling, and you're finding the right items, being very picky about what you buy and sell, you can make, I would say, thousands of dollars. There were times where I had 50 some items listed. And so I had a total of about $200 invested, $300 maybe invested into the items that I had, because some of them were from my house. Some of them were stuff that I bought. Some were was stuff I was given. And so I had like $300 invested or whatever. And then in a week's time period, I would make like $500. And so it was like having a full-time job just selling on eBay. So eBay can be very helpful and you can sell stuff on Facebook too. But if I were in high school again and I knew about this, obviously I grew up in a small town, so I couldn't do it exactly like this. But if I were in high school again and I knew about this, 100% you would see me doing this full-time instead of working at McDonald's or working at for my dad at the vet clinic shoveling poop. I would 100% be doing this. And I was a lifeguard too. And I think in one summer I made like $1,800. It was ridiculous. But with this, you could probably make double that if you were full-time. So I'd recommend doing that. Like I said, make sure you watch the next video I'm going to make. It's going to be basically a full guide showing you start to finish how to list an item on eBay. And I'm going to explain it, why I chose that item, why I saw it, how I take the pictures, how I do the description, what the SEO is and the keyword research and stuff like that. It's not as complicated as you think, but I'll explain everything in the next video. So please like, share, subscribe. Leave me a comment if you have any questions about anything. If you have questions on other side hustles too, I'm trying to build kind of a portfolio of people who do these side hustles. And eventually the plan is to get them on the show and build them up. I don't know if you guys remember Jenny Wooten. She flips furniture full-time. That's her full-time gig. She's very successful at it. But getting people like that on the show more often and really building the portfolio of side hustle experts that we have on here so that we can provide you with more information and hopefully come out with some very detailed information and maybe some chat rooms and some groups that we can help you personally build and grow your side hustle and hopefully turn it into your full-time income. Thank you for watching. I appreciate it. And like I said, like, share, subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one.